To win a federal grant of $400,000, the city had to prove its projects were more urgent than the others across the state. St. Augustine Historic Preservation Officer Jenny Wolf says the city's past gave it an advantage.
We have such a unique resource in our Spanish colonial architecture and archaeological heritage that is non-renewable.
$100,000 will go toward surveying the colonial downtown district's impacts from Irma in 2017 and mitigating future flooding and disaster impacts. All told, more than 1,300 buildings will be inspected in the area that draws millions of tourists every year.
So it's very important for us to try to do what we can to preserve them, but we do stand to lose quite a bit if we don't learn how to live with flooding and sea level rise.
The city must make the initial investment in the project before it can be reimbursed through the grants. Sky LeBron, 89.9 WJCT News.